UW epidemiologist Ajay Sethi says there's a straightforward reason to get a COVID-19 test.
The only way you will know whether or not that you have COVID is to get a test.
Sethi says in public health, testing is what's known as a secondary prevention strategy, meaning something that lets you detect a problem early. The gold standard in public health is primary prevention, or stopping something before it can happen. And Sethi says testing can be used to help do that too.
If we could test everybody in a community in a week, single day, then we could see who has a disease, who doesn't, and appropriately isolate those people who have disease.
But of course, we can't test everyone in Wisconsin all at once. The state's current daily capacity for tests is about 24,000. And the number of tests actually reported each day is about half of that, meaning too few people are showing up. Even Wisconsin's single-day record of over 16,000 tests is well below the number needed to keep the outbreak from growing. A Harvard analysis from the end of June said that would take 19,000 tests a day. And 70,000 daily tests are needed to actually suppress the outbreak. Chuck Wierzeka of the Wisconsin Health Department says that while having a target number of tests is helpful,
the number itself is really a surrogate for the right testing that we're trying to achieve.
Essentially, Wierzeka says it's not the number of tests exactly, it's how you use them. That means testing people with symptoms in their close contacts, but also paying special attention to high-risk populations and communities with active outbreaks. That includes testing asymptomatic people at nursing homes, where DHS has investigated 151 outbreaks. And Wierzeka says the state is still focused on increasing its daily testing capacity. But
we're always watching the national supply chain because it's still kind of teetering on the edge of running out of different important materials.
Important materials like the swabs that go in your nose and the chemicals needed to even run the tests. In other states like California, Georgia, and Florida, supply shortages have forced officials to turn some test seekers away or even shutter some testing sites. Ezekiel Emanuel of the University of Pennsylvania says the federal government would typically help shore up that supply chain. But that hasn't happened, as President Trump's administration has played a largely hands-off role in responding to the pandemic.
We should have been spending the last 4 months beefing up the supply chain, making sure we had enough machines, inducing the large test companies to actually put in the capacity and make the capital investment.
Instead, individual states like Wisconsin are on their own to procure the supplies and also to develop their own testing strategies. Emanuel says that's not typical.
In another moment, not a Trump administration moment, you would have had good guidance from the federal government about things like who to test, what sequence.
Wierzeka says Wisconsin is getting some guidance on testing from the federal government, but they're also collaborating with other state and local health agencies. This virus is new and novel for all of them.
We're learning probably as much from other states and from our local health departments as we are from at the federal level, and we're doing our best to share up the learning that we're doing as well.
And Wierzeka says testing alone won't stop the outbreak.
If people are opening up too quickly, and people aren't wearing masks when they're in public, and they're spending too much time in congregate settings, it really isn't going to be enough testing to help you stop the outbreak.
That means people's behavior matters too. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.